You turn in your Bibles this morning to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. The flood. I'd like to speak with you about walking with God. A title of the message, Walk with God. We're going to read first 13 verses of Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he'd made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I've made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, I'd have you know, surely you know these things, that God's a God of order. And God demands order. It's something we don't have, and when we read these verses, it's like reading the news today. The earth is filled with violence, and men are corrupt, and evil imaginations. They have things today that we couldn't even imagine in my day. You can't imagine things like transgender. You can't imagine a black national anthem. You can't imagine people kneeling down. You can't imagine these things because they were unheard of in our day, you see. And when once the earth became filled with violence, God destroyed it all except for eight souls. He destroyed all. Now, he said he never destroyed again by flood. But the next time he's coming, he's going to destroy it with fire. And the earth today is filled with violence. That's the first headline you read on any news site is the violence. The violence has taken place for the day. And I have found that God always makes correction. That you, as we spoke in the weeks past, that you reap what you sow. God always makes correction. And from what we're told in the Bible, violence is actually the second sin. You remember? Cain killed his brother. He murdered his brother. It's the second sin that we're told about in the Bible. Murder. You see, Cain killed Abel. And so history, our history, Bible is filled with violence. This book from Genesis to Revelation, violence. You can't say it isn't. It's all about violence. And people say, oh, we just give peace. There'll be no peace. God said, you can read the Bible, on this earth, at this hour, there shall be no peace. Violence is the history of man. And the violence of the cross is what saves man. It's the only possible salvation. It's the only possible redemption for man. Is the violence. And it was very violent. The violence of the crucifixion of Christ Jesus. But God has law. And he demands that men adhere to law. Without law, we have what's called anarchy. I think we have that now. They don't obey the laws. They don't arrest people for these things that are breaking the laws. So in a very real sense today in America, in the world, we have anarchy. There are places in America you don't want to go today. And I fear it's coming to a city near us, coming to a town near us. It's coming. Read the book of Judges. The book of Judges is a very interesting book. And God raised up judges to judge the people. And it said in the book of Judges, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves. When the judge was dead. And we can see that. We've got a derelict leader in this country today. He's a half-wit. And we can see the corruption. We can see there's no order in these things. We've no longer what you might call, or what we call, righteous judgment in this land. We've gone whoring after other gods. And the rule of law is not respected. The book of Judges, it's in, you can look it up. In Judges chapter 2 and verse 19, he said, they ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. That's what it says. They cease not from their own doing, nor their stubborn way. Boy, when you read things like that, when you read those things, it's today. It's right here. I wanted to give you a little side note, some things that had crossed my mind this week, that God had crossed my mind with, concerning the knowledge, because all these things have to do with the knowledge of good and evil, this knowledge that we got from the original sin. There's a good and evil of God. God already had that knowledge. The Bible says he did. He said, now they become as us, they have knowledge of good. That knowledge wasn't sin for God to have. So don't get corrupted in your thought concerning these things. Because God had the knowledge of good and evil, and God's not sin. But there is a good and evil when you and I receive this knowledge, and we all have it. That baby has it. And when we receive this knowledge, we use it against God. Because what man did and the woman did, when they received the knowledge of good and evil, and we're talking about violence and we're talking about corruption, they chose. And boy, you want to get in trouble, you just choose. Did not man choose? Listen, Adam and Eve, they were naked. They didn't have any clothes on. They chose to be naked. They said their eyes were open, and they decided, oh, wait, I'm naked. They didn't have any clothes on before then. They didn't look one bit different. You see? It says, and they knew they were naked. They were without clothes before. They were in front of God. Nothing wrong with it. But they chose to be naked. They chose. Because now, oh, we know, guess what? We're naked, you see. And we do those types of things all the day long. We do them in our business. We do them in our personal affairs. We do them raising kids, you see. Who decided they were naked? They did. God never told them they were naked. They didn't have any clothes on. I hope you're seeing this about choice. Once man, listen, you get this. Once man chooses, God's not in it. Man chose fig leaves. Remember? God chose skins. God wasn't in those fig leaves. What do you got a fig leaf on for? Well, I'm naked. Who told you you were naked? You know who told him? He did. I decided I was naked. God chose where Abraham was going to go. You remember? Get thee out of the Ur of the Chaldees. Didn't even know where he was going. And he lit a shuck and he went where God told him to go. But what did Lot do? He chose Sodom. We were just talking about Brother David. Brother David, he chose Mexico. But God chose Tennessee. And he got Brother David and Sister Joan back to Tennessee so that he could take David and Joan wouldn't be stuck down there in Mexico. I chose Tennessee. God chose Texas. Here, guess where I'm at? You see, and on and on and on it goes. You're going to choose today. And you're not going to seek God in those choices. We're talking about walking with God. Barnabas chose Mark. You remember? You ever read about Barnabas again in the New Testament? Never. When David sinned greatly, he took a census of the children of Israel. And God gave him three choices. And what did he choose? He chose to fall in the hands of the living God. Because the other two choices involve man. God has righteous judgment. Man does not. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible, I lived by it when I was hanging by a thread to this life. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. So when these things happen, these judges, and these judges died, and they sought not, is he calling?
No, he's on there.
He's not on there. It's buzzing.
Well, then, yes, he's calling. Put your finger on the green and swipe up.
All right, maybe I have the boy. I don't know. Keep losing him. Telephones. That's what's going to come out on the recording. Telephones. When these things occurred, and the judges died or they didn't hear, the Bible says that the Lord ceased to drive out their enemies before them. That's very poignant to me because I see this. I see it today. Anyone know the last war we won? I do. It was over 75 years ago, World War II. And I'm not sure we won that thing. But that's another argument. And we haven't prevailed since. We've gone a whoring, and now we're reaping what we sowed to the nth degree. You know, in Chronicles, he said, if my people would call by my name, they'll turn there and they'll seek me, but they won't. He said, Jeremiah, if they'll seek the old path, you know, the narrow way, he said, but they won't. I pray he'll raise up judges. Like these two boys. Raise up righteous judges before them. But until then, you know, I look at David. Do you know who my favorite guy is in the Bible? David. Because the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. And most of his life, almost all of his life, except in two instances, he followed and feared God. And that's the sum of the matter. In Ecclesiastes, the sum of the matter. Do you know what is fear God and what? Keep his commandments. David protected his flock. And when he was anointed king and called upon, he protected God's people. He protected Israel. And I expect that's all you and I can do, really, is to take care of what it is that God has given you and I charge over. I can't do anything about Biden. I can't do anything about those people. Can you? I can't. But I can do something about the end of Hollis Lane. You see? I can do something about her. I can do something about those that I have the charge over. That over which we've been given charge. And in essence, isn't that what Noah did? He didn't gather up all those people and put them on that boat. He gathered up seven more besides himself. There were eight souls on that boat. And the Bible says, now listen, this is the message. Noah walked with God. That's your message right there. Noah walked with God. Enoch walked with God. You remember that? And what? God took him. Did you know that prior to the fall, Adam walked with God? And the only good and evil that Adam knew prior to the fall was God. That's all he knew. It came from God. Whatever he knew of good and evil prior to the fall, it came from God. He walked with God. Now, listen. Everyone that can hear my voice right now, you know when you're walking with God, when you're not. And the only person you're lying to about it's you. I wonder how often we're hid as Adam. Every day. Or how often we look elsewhere as David with Bathsheba. Do we forget that he was in the lion's den with Daniel? Do we forget that he was in the burning fiery furnace with the three Hebrew children, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? We forget that? And that's all we have to do is walk with God. And the fact that you and I can walk with God is the greatest privilege. What a privilege that I can walk with God. And if you're in Christ, you know this way. And you can't say you don't, or else you're not being Christ. And these times of walking with God, they're times of refreshing. And they're times of the only time of peace you're going to have on this earth. In the cool of the evening, in the midst of the storm, walk with God. Well, I can tell you one thing. I sure know when I'm not walking with God. I'm sure all of you walk with God all the time, but I can tell you about my personal self. I sure know when I'm not walking with God. And don't tell me you've never looked for that fig leaf, because I know you're lying. We've all looked for it to cover our nakedness. I once hid 10 years. 10 years. 10 black years of the most hell I ever knew on earth. And from time to time, I confess, I still dart behind the bush from time to time. And it's no fun. It's a horrible thing. And it's not the place to be. You see, we've all eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We've all become gods, making our own way and making our own choices, you see. And therefore, thus, we're all without excuse, every one of us. The Bible says in Thessalonians, when he returns, he's taking vengeance on some folks. Do you remember? You know who's going to take vengeance? Those that know not God. You might say, those that hadn't walked with him. Those that don't walk with him. Who's on the Lord's side? And those that have not obeyed the gospel. So we're all without excuse. So if we're not obeying God, who are we obeying? Well, the little g gods. You can't have two gods. But see, we're little g gods, and then it won't work with the big G God. So when you go choosing, what you really do is you go a-whoring. Now you think about this. For in whose image were you created? And for what purpose? Now you hear me? You think about that. What God creates you for. You could be an independent hellion, make your own decisions, live by the knowledge of good and evil that we got from first Adam. Or to obey God and keep His commandments, to walk with God. Most I found in this life, they got nothing but their own lives in mind. They're single-minded. Me, 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 and more me, and more me. They're busy with family. Number one, always. Always busy with family. And they're always busy with a career. Now, I preached this years ago. I hadn't preached it in a long time, I guess. Family must not. Family cannot come before God. Those two precious children, they cannot come before God. They cannot. They must not. He told the one, he said, I told Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. David had a boy, and he loved that boy. His name was Absalom, and when they found out that Absalom was dead, and that boy was no count. Some of you, old phrase. That boy was no count. Absalom was no count. But when he died, oh, David, he's crying. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son. That boy can't come before God. That woman Adam had, she couldn't come before God. Have we forgotten our enemies? You know who God says our enemies are? Those of our own household. I'm not nitpicking here. I'm telling all of you this. How easy it is to leave the trail of walking with God. And how the subtlety of it escapes us. We have a very crafty, subtle enemy. The biggest crisis we ever had in this work, the biggest crisis we ever had in this ministry, biggest crisis we ever had in this church was the total depravity of grandma and mama. Well, my mama's not like that. Yes, she is. My grandma's not like that. Yes, she is. And so are you. So am I. It was a woman. Yeah, we know, Adam. But that's no excuse. Well, I had babies. That's no excuse. Well, mama told. That's no excuse. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. God does. So you be ever so careful of the trail that you're on every single day. You look down where your feet are trod. And you may have made sure that God's on it. Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? These are contemptuous times. And they're filled with violence. And the trail's getting much. A preacher told me 30 years ago how narrow the trail was getting. See that you don't leave it. For family. For told you. Career. Or your own desire. You cannot put family, career, or your own desire ahead of God. Natural man can't do that. That's why you got to be in Christ Jesus. How on God's earth do you think he got to that cross? There ain't a one of us that could have gotten there. Is God there? I'm asking you, is God there? Because see, if he's not, then don't go. If it's not the old path, if it's not the good way, forsake it. Because God, you're the judge of this temple. You're the judge of this family. You're the judge of this property. God's given you responsibility. Guard your flock. Walk with God. Fear God. And keep His commandments. That's our duty. Walk with God.